The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Yo guys, it's me, Matsy. It's time for a fucking other Matsy Monday. Whoa, whoa, wish it was Sunday. Fucking Sunday. Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people who are young and alive. Driving in your car, I never ever want to go. Hello. So, I thought I'd do one about sleep. How to have a good night's sleep. I was listening to a podcast and there was a guy on there that was the leading expert in the world at sleep. And considering that we spend half our lives asleep, I thought it might be worth having a little conversation about. Basically, sleep is the best multivitamin that we can have. It's the thing that all of us need a lot of. And I remember it's the best thing for our immune system. And the better our immune system, the stronger we are and the more of a better quality life we can live, right? I remember, especially when I first started my last fire station that I work at, and we'd be very busy on a night, so we'd have some busy night shifts, and then I had my daughter who were up every 2 or 3 hours, so my quality of sleep over the course of like 2 or 3 years was bad. And a couple of really bad night shifts at the fire station, I would always be ill a few days after that, because I was just so run down. And without good sleep, you're operating below capacity, full stop, in every single aspect of your life, I would say. What sleep does, one of the things that sleep does, is it separates the negative emotions that we have built from our memories. So the negative emotions that we associate with certain things, it acts as like a filter and separates the negative emotions from what happens in our waking life, so that everything we do doesn't evoke negative emotions every time we do it, if that makes any sense. Because if our brains didn't do that, if whilst we were asleep, we'd be fearful and affected negatively by everything that we do. So it acts as almost like a filter or like a computer scan of our mind and our emotions, which is clearly a good thing. They've done experiments on rats, and rats literally keel over and die after 18 days of being kept awake. And, you know, the thought of being kept awake until you die is pretty grim. I'm sure you'd agree, but there's a belief within the scientific community that sleep is actually our natural state. It's actually not wakefulness. We think that being awake and conscious is natural, and sleep's a way of re-energizing our batteries. But I think what scientists believe is we've got it the wrong way around. Sleep is our natural state, and we've evolved to wake up and go out there and go get it, stave off entropy with our waking self. And then we go back to sleep, when in fact sleep is our natural state. We're one of the only creatures on the planet, if not the only creature, that has rapid eye movement sleep. So, you know, when you go into that really deep sleep, and you have what's called rapid eye movement, that is when you're getting your best best quality sleep, I would say. And we weren't one of the only animals on the planet that does that. It's supposed to be temperature and light that subconsciously dictate whether we're tired or not. Our wakefulness levels comes from the temperature and the light that we're experiencing. So over the last few hundred years, as we've started to get alarm clocks and started waking up to go to jobs and stuff, that's only caused us problems psychologically, physiologically, because we've been going against our natural body clock. Because if we're living our life on a day-to-day basis and we're having our wakefulness disturbed, so if we're if we're full of anxiety, we're just ruminating and our wakefulness is marred by a poor mental state, then we have a less effective deep sleep once we've gone to sleep. And if we have a less effective deep sleep, what that means is we have a bigger reliance on our lighter sleep. And then if we have a bigger reliance on our lighter sleep, we just end up waking up in the morning as one of those tired bastards who just can't fully focus, and we're fully tired. We all know those kind of people. Tired people, they can't think straight, and it all is one big system of... It's all a system that we need to make sure we get right, basically. So some hacks in getting better sleep, okay? So go to bed at the same time every day. Bed at the same time every day. Force yourself to go to bed at the same time every day. Force yourself to wake up at the same time every day, or try to wake up at the same time every day. Get into a routine. Another sort of contradictory side of that is stop your alarm. Turn off your alarm. So maybe you could do this when you go on holiday, or at the weekends, if you get a long weekend, start to turn your alarm off, and you'll find that your body wakes you up around the same time anyway. You find more of your natural waking time, your waking up time, if you turn your alarm off. I know loads of people love hitting the snooze button. We all like a little bit of a snooze, but I just think if you're snoozing for an hour because you're trying to come round, you keep hitting the snooze button 4, 5, 6 times in the morning, you could have spent that time asleep. And that is much better for you than trying to wake yourself up. So you're not awake and you're not asleep. You're neither. So stop the snoozing. Start to maximise your sleep. And then when you do wake up, use the 5-second rule. Count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, up. Don't count up, because we can count forever going up. But if we start from 5 and work our way through to 0, you have to stand up on 0. So start using the 5-second rule. Exercising during the day, just giving yourself that little bit of a reason to be tired, physically tired. That always helps. If I've had a busy day, if we've been busy at work, we've been to a big exercise or some big jobs, I can't wait to go to bed on a night. Limit the time we've got in bed. How long are you spending in bed? Is it just get into bed and stay there as long as you want until you've had enough sleep? If you give yourself less time in bed, that means you're more likely to maximise your sleeping time whilst you're there. I probably don't need to tell you, but alcohol and coffee are bad. We don't want to be giving too much of a reliance on caffeine to wake us up and alcohol to put us to sleep. So alcohol and coffee, start to get rid of those if you can. Ruminating and just having an anxiety-laden brain during the day, they will tire you out without even doing anything physical. I'm sure those of you who've got overactive minds will know the more we think, the more we ruminate and dwell on things, the more physically tired that we can feel. So one way to get around that is meditation. Meditation during the day, you know, if you take a couple of moments where you can just focus on your breath for a while. Yes, it might be boring, but after a while you get better at it. You start to give your waking mind a rest so you can focus on the task at hand. And then when the day finishes, you can focus on sleeping. And it creates more of a clear night and day boundary if you can learn to meditate properly. And I can guarantee you, I do it and it works. I mean, if you meditate on a night at bedtime, you're either going to meditate or you'll fall asleep. So it's a win-win. So try to meditate before you go to sleep. You might drop off to sleep. Brilliant. But if you don't, you're meditating. Also brilliant. Sleep tracker apps. They can tell you how much of a rough or a light night sleep you've had or a deep sleep. It's good to track everything we do. There's some free apps that we can get on our phones. But at the end of the day, guys, it's all a long game of self-learning. The more we can learn about ourselves, the more we can put systems in place to get around our unique problems. So guys, thanks for watching. I love you and I'll see you later on.